Did she have one of those artificial eggs to put in the nest to keep the hens?
They used to have them, yeah. My aunt did. I don't remember. Of course, my mother passed away when I was 7. I don't remember very much about that. But I remember we used to have our artificial eggs put in the nest. We don't have, don't keep chickens anymore.
Was there any special term for that?
Nest egg? Nest egg.
Strange how that's changed now. Nest egg means the money that you put away for the special purpose. Yeah. And on the front of your house, what, did you have an overhang on the roof there with
the eaves?
Yeah. And did you have anything attached to the eaves or perhaps built in to carry away the water?
It didn't in those days. We have now, but in those days it didn't.
What do you call those things now? That's, all right.
That's something else I can't
remember. Sneak up on it.
Yeah. Not a drain pipe. Of course, it does run over at the end, and oh, maybe my wife could think about it. She's in here.
Did they connect those things to cisterns in the early days?
We didn't. Some people did.
And in the East, the people I've talked to there all mentioned that they had them leading right down. And
yeah, some people did, and they'd use that rainwater. I didn't ever like it, because we had just have wells. We had an old dug well right east of the house here when I was a boy. And then later, of course, we put in a drilled well up here on the side of the hill and windmill. But we had an old, when I was a boy, we had an old dug well right here, and we'd pull it up with these old oaken buckets. You heard of old oaken buckets?
Yeah.
Well, we had them.
You have a place where you could sit out in front of your house under the roof?
Oh, sometimes we'd out under the tree to take chairs out there, a bench, you know.
Never sat on the porch, so.
Well, of course we didn't have any when the old sod house, but since we built this one we did have, they might sit out there sometime in the evening. Cool.
Do you have any special word for that?
Say, the porch?
It's
the porch.
Would that be all the way across the front of the house?
Well, wherever the porch was, you know, it's just about 15 feet wide, the porch out here.
Did they have houses here with a big one in front and a big one in back, too?
A porch? We didn't. I don't know. I don't remember that they may have been. I just couldn't tell you.
Were wooden houses common here? I'm thinking particularly of the kind with boards on them that went horizontally. Oh, maybe that wide.
A ridge pole?
No, I was thinking of the boards to protect the outside of the house from the rain and the weather.
Well, just the weather board. Be weather boarded on the outside, They had some of those. There, most of the houses in there today were either rock or sod. That's when this was no man's land. It, of course, it's, my father had to freight from Dodge City when he came here, and it's a long ways. And they built a sod house or a rock house. Of course, labor was very cheap in those days.
Yeah, down in Sayre, they used to get their things from Cheyenne. Did they use mud much or clay mixed with straw?
Well, they made dobe out of that, but we didn't do it. We just used the sod. It's a very tough sod down here in the bottom, you know. They plowed that up with one of these sod plows, and then it'd be about 12 inches wide and maybe about 4-5 inches thick. And then they'd take a spade and cut that in lengths about that long, you see, and then that grass and roots in there would hold it together, and you just bring it in and lay up. But now farther west here, and to this day still do, I think they make some